We also had the drummer who said, you ought to hire this guy that's coming in tonight. He's got this weird machine. I said, what weird machine? He said, I don't know. It's in a little thing. It's 2 feet by 3 inches. I said, oh, what could that be? So that guy came in. His name was Max Crook, Maximilian he goes by. And he brought in this thing. He set in, and he played the piano with one hand, and he played this weird thing with the other, and he'd make it sound like violins, and it was just pretty. And you could see our budget was really high there, having a drummer, the drummer, only 2 days a week, and he'd come in just to freak out because he was young on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So I said, yeah, I think you're right. And our guitar player was moving to California, so he left, and I hired him. And so we worked for about a year, maybe, or 6, 8 months. And we come in and rehearse and do the stuff. And one night, he sat down at the piano and he hit A minor and a G. Just blung, blung. I said, what was that? And he said, A minor and G. And in those days, everything was C, A minor, F, and G. And that really sounds really weird, but it's all... I was getting really tired of that kind of thing, really. And when he hit A minor and G, I said, God, what a great change. Changes that... what I have to explain. So he hit A minor and he hit a G, and I said, and then I went with my guitar. It was all spontaneous. It happened in 2 days, Runaway did, really. And I went, dun 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 dun, A minor, dun 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 dun. I was singing anything I could think of. Da 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 da, G da da, call out the chord, G da da da, F, F max, then E, and so on. And I went to my my job, which I had in the day. I had 2 jobs then.
What were they, can I ask?
Yeah, I was selling carpets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, carpet salesman. I worked for a thief, too, but he used to hide under the desk when his customers would come in.
This was in Battle Creek?
Yes. I was selling carpet, carpets. I mean, I sold more than one carpet, right? Thanks, Joe. So, in other words, Max and gave me those coaching, and all the whole structure of the song was done of Runaway. And the next day, I was sitting on the carpet, because that's why I worked there. I could write all day because I'm 5 or 6 customers a day, you know. And I would sit on the carpet and I would write. But the next day I went in and I wrote the words to it. Then I brought it back to the club and I called him. I said, bring your tape. He brought his tape. And I said, we need an instrumental for this. And I don't know what to do. I don't want to play no guitar thing. I think it should be on the Musitron is what it was. So we were just playing it. I said, dun, 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 dun. Take it. And he played that instrumental, which is still the same thing. It was on the tape.
You mean the organ? Instantly the organ sound?
Yeah. He instantly played that instrumental, which is very hard for musicians to play around. Mm-hmm. That I around the country where I go, unless somebody really sits down and learns it. It's an incredible thing that he did with that. So I gave him half the song. I had to, you know. My producer said, "Hey man, I got this cat. Now you got to see this cat." His name is Robert McKenzie. Now, he's another black cat. And I said, great, I'd like to meet him. He said, he's got a lot of ideas, but he's a strange writer. He goes nowhere with the song. I mean, he goes one verse, it goes for an hour. He'd come to the house, and he's a great guy. And he was, I said, Robert, what do you do in the day? And he said, I work for a donut factory. And I, jelly factory, that's what he called it. I work for a jelly factory, and I make donuts and stuff, and filled things. But I got these songs, and so he sat down, he had his little jug with him, right? It's a great story. He had his jug with him, and he sat down, and he said, here she comes, that little town flirt. And I said, whew, that's a great, that's incredible. She does a do. And she don't know what to do. And she knows that. And he went on and on and on. And he went nowhere. And I said, do those first 2 lines again. It's the same thing with A minor to G and Runaway. And so I constructed the song. tightened it up from an hour to 2:15 or whatever yeah. it is, and we did Little Town Flirtin'.
Turned out to be what, a top 10 for you, I think, yeah. Little Town Flirtin'.
Yeah, it was. I didn't want to write another minor song, another song that sounded like my other stuff. He said, no, do it. So I just sat down, I wrote, no one will understand what I gotta do, and I had in my mind, gotta keep searching, searching, find a place to hide, searching. If we gotta keep on the run, we'll follow the sun. That's what I had. I didn't have keep searching. If we gotta keep on the run, we'll follow the sun. To me, that was a good line. Therefore, I wrote the front verse like, no one will understand what we gotta do, you know, da da da. But I didn't have the keep searching part, and I went to bed at 5, crawled to bed, I must say, at 5 o'clock, and I wrote the bridge in bed. I mean, gotta keep searching, searching, and all that. And we were driving to Dayton, Ohio to do a gig, and I said, boys, the song's really gassy, you're right, it really kills me, but I don't have a bridge, which the bridge to me is like, doesn't matter what people might say. You know what I mean? And so I wrote it in the back seat of my car while one of the boys drove. And as we drove, we had 3 blowouts on the way.
Three.
Somebody slid my tires at a hop in Detroit. Hop. Isn't that funny? But I was doing a hop there. And somebody with a razor blade or something slid our tires because they were all slit and everything. We had 3 blowouts. But we're so up on the song of Keep Searching. We didn't care, man. We changed the tires. We called the service. We called AAA, and we were taken care of. We made the gig. We did it. And I finished the whole song in the car. Finished Keep Searching in the car the night previous to getting it all together. When I cut Keep Searching, only giving now merit to the producer, I did have a hard time with him, but yet certain things I had to respect him because he knew a lot of certain things that he knew. And if we gotta keep on the run, follow the sun, and it was gigantically echoed. And I said, what did you do to that, Harry? He says, it'll be a gas. And I said, play it again. He played it about 2 or 3 times, and I said, yeah, that is a gas, because he echoed the drum in it, and there was hand claps in it.